Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, February 26th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have everybody back in tonight. This will be a regular format call tonight. Tuesday night, if you caught us, you know, we did a very abbreviated three mini segments, and then we listened to the State of the Union address, which, audio-wise, from my end, it was very loud where I was, but it didn't pick it up on the phone quite as loud as it could have been. And I know that if I ever do anything like that again, I know how to do it better. But many of you guys tuned away from the big call. That was fine. And maybe you watched the speech on your own televisor or television. And, we stood up with it. We watched the whole thing. 2 hours, it was quite extensive. And to be candid, there wasn't anything in the speech that I heard that was new to me. I think most of us who have been tracking President Trump and what his accomplishments have been and what has happened are fully aware of what he's been doing. And it's all good. The only reference I heard that could be a com was the context of we are in the golden age. And we are. And we'll talk more about that in the intel segment. But let's go ahead, pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue because we didn't hear a teaching on Tuesday night. So we're excited to hear what Sue would bring to us tonight. So let's look forward to that. But until then, let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much that things are moving along really well in the right direction for us, in the way of a blessing, in the way of our country, in the way of the government, in the way of the economy, a lot of very positive things. Very positive things are working our way. And thank you for President Trump, his cabinet, and those who are moving our country forward. Thank you for them. And thank you for everything, all the people that are listening to the big call tonight. And Lord God, give us a great call, and thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is it. This is what we love to come to Tuesday and Thursday nights. So what would you have us in the way of tonight in terms of a teaching tonight?
Well, I think everyone's going to really appreciate this. And when we talk about why we love this segment, think about it this way. Isn't it a nice opportunity not to be distracted, to meet with your spirit self and just let the words pour over you and receive something that nourishes you and lifts you up and prepares you for who you're going to walk as in Christ when this today, right now, until it happens. So this is called Seeing the Unseen Realm. Close look at those who saw the unseen realm, hereafter we'll call it the spirit realm, reveals that most of them were engaged in particular activities that triggered their sight into that realm. They saw the unseen realm because they were engaged in certain things. The fact that these experiences were triggered by activities they were performing is a clear indication that those same activities can trigger our seeing into that realm too. Their spiritual experiences were thus not peculiar to them alone, but an indication that every believer can break into that realm also. This is particularly true because the Bible says, when the Spirit of God is poured upon all flesh, there shall be different manifestations in the lives of people. 2 out of 3 of the manifestations mentioned have to do with seeing the unseen realm. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Joel 2:28-29. In this verse, we notice the two manifestations of seeing the spirit realm. The first is visions. The second is dreams. These manifestations were to be a result of the outpouring of the Spirit of God upon all flesh. This event of the outpouring of the Spirit happened on the day of Pentecost and thus has opened the floodgates wide for all believers to see into the unseen realm. The Bible clearly states in Acts 2:1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as if a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them doven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I'm going to kind of shorten this a little bit. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Acts 2:1-18. Mm-hmm. Take a look at the two books of Scripture carefully. Joel prophesied it long ago. The book of Joel is in the Old Testament. Several years after the prophecy of Joel was accomplished on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. Visions are normally had when one is awake. There are visions called trances that occur when you're asleep, but the events look real to you, and you are virtually a partaker of it. God normally sends messages or reveals things through visions. This portion of Scripture clearly shows how vision enables us to get messages from God and see the realm of the spiritual. And dreams are normally had when one is asleep. It must be noted that all dreams are a peek into the spirit realm. Some dreams are due to our own thoughts or to too much food. But what matters here is that the critical message can be delivered through a dream. Glory to God. The unseen takes upon itself the visible nature in order to be seen. You will have such experiences in Christ's name. It's going to be an interesting adventure into this new world where God will guide your vision. The wisdom and direction in them and the messages in some of them are relevant and expanding today. Allow yourself to experience and glorify in the unseen realm. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. Wow, that's really good. We're moving on up now. That was really cool, Sue. You had a really nice piece from Joel and prophesying the day of Pentecost, and which happened 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus, after the crucifixion and then resurrection. And what's cool about that second chapter of Acts, as it recalls this group of 70 people that were in the upper room, which was like an upstairs room I'm not sure whose house it was. There are theories on whose house it was, because it was pretty good size to have 70 people in that upstairs room. But I just love the fact that the the tongues, cloven tongues of fire appeared over the heads of the disciples. And, you know, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit at that time. That's what the infilling, or baptism, some call it, of the Holy Spirit took place on that day. And it was really cool because everybody was speaking in their own language, but everybody understood them speaking as if it were in their own language. And it was really, really cool that miracle took place at that time. And of course, you know, as you know, when the Holy Spirit had come upon them, that is when the power, the dunamis of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was to manifest and then give them the power that they needed to do the works that Jesus had done when he was in the earth. You see, he had to depart so that he could send a comforter, send the Holy Spirit to the earth. And then, of course, now the Holy Spirit is within every believer in Christ. If you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So there's that continual renewing of our minds that takes place as believers. But it's really cool to know that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, which can be renewed or refilled, you know, by asking God to increase the Holy Spirit, increase the activity within you, to bring about, because what happens is you need that power if you're going to lay hands on the sick and they not may recover, they shall recover. And so that's what the disciples did. As they became apostles, the called out ones, the ones who were called out to bring the gospel, the true gospel, which is in 1 Corinthians 15, okay, and not John 3:16, because John, at the time that book was written, Jesus hadn't died and been buried and resurrected yet. So it wasn't a complete gospel account like 1 Corinthians 15 that Paul talks about, because that includes the resurrection of Christ, which is where the power is. And for him, as he resurrected into a so-called resurrection body and then ascended after 50 days, ascended into heaven. So that is a really good teaching. I really like the fact that we went all the way into the second chapter of Acts, because it's a very important concept to see what happened then. And by the way, don't think that gift and that power is not for today, because it is. You know, it is for today. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, he doesn't change or have a shadow of turning. And so we can grasp that early church activity, and we can say that is something that can pay, that can be part of my life. I can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I can receive that infilling and indwelling of Jesus as the Holy Spirit, as who I am. And that's what we do as believers. That's where the power is. That's where the power is. And that's what God wants us to do. I believe that wholeheartedly. So thank you for that teaching, Sue. I kind of went as God led me just now. Thank you for it. Beautiful. And Bob, this was a very specific teaching of the in the upper room. So did you glean something from this teaching, and do you have anything about it that you would apply to your own life?
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Sue. Tom, you were right at the beginning about the teachings being a time to relax and be renewed and to just not, you know, let go of the distractions so that it's, we're not in a constant state of restless scanning in our mind and being unaware, which can kind of pile up layers of stress if you don't have time, you know, to do what we're doing here right this moment. And I love the comments, Bruce, you made about the continuous renewing. And I thought, you know, if I love to imagine the Holy Spirit is this really beautiful glass pitcher that has crystal clear water in it that's infused with love. And he will pour us a glass of water. Before we can drink the glass, he sets the pitcher down, and it's full to the top before we can even drink half our glass.
That's good.
And it's like, it's perpetual, like the loaves and the fishes. And it's beautiful to think that we have that information, right, that we can know that in our heart from the Word. And the unseen realm, I started thinking about it, and I was remembering about just affirmations in general where it's almost like a prayer where we can say, you know, I am supported by the unseen realm. I am blessed by the unseen realm. And go through whatever comes to your mind. I am uplifted and healed by the unseen realm. And I'm guided and inspired and comforted. And I'm animated and protected by the unseen realm. And give reverence to it, give gratitude for it, and give love back to the unseen realm. Since our glass of loving water will always be full, we can give it back in reverence without ever running out.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that this unseen realm actually gives rise and animates all that is actually seen by our eyes. But that which we can't see with our physical eyes can be seen by the eyes of our soul, the eyes of our spirit, and can make it very, very real when we grant our spirit, our Holy Spirit that's within us, grant it the ability to see just through closing our eyes and feeling it.
That's beautiful.
Good, Bob. It's well said, Bob. I enjoyed that. Very good. Excellent. Sue, I didn't talk about seen and unseen realms, but I know that there's a lot that believers can pick up from God in a dream. A lot of people dream dreams that are essentially prophetic, that will come true for them. And some people, you know, can see visions. Some people see into the unseen realm. They can see, my late wife Paula could see angels occasionally, and she'd tell me about it. I mean, this is a really good teaching, Sue. I'm telling you, it's getting deep into where the power comes from, which is the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. If you receive Christ and you understand what that means. So how did you take this teaching, Sue, and what would you like to say to it?
Well, I was like, I somehow organized based on the most recent Bob And I love him closing with closing your eyes and feeling it in you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about, I chose this teaching for a reason. Just close your eyes for a moment. And I want to show you something. Right now, while we're sitting wherever we are, in our living room, in our bedroom, listening to the big call, listening to the three of us talk about the unseen realm, most people are watching and scrolling on social media, listening to the world that they can. People are reacting to, distracting themselves to, all of that. But in the unseen realm, everybody that's on this call knows that there's a new quantum financial system, that there are new things that are going to be built, that people have been taking down the things that have suppressed our spirits, our bodies, our minds, and that is becoming an unseen new radiant architecture. And I think our ability, the reason why I love this, you know, seeing into the unseen realms and what they were talking about, you did a beautiful job on, you know, describing the rooms and the Pentecost, Bruce. What's going to be exciting for all of us is that this also gets into the realm of quantum science, quantum neurobiology, what we now know about what we can't see and how our minds and our consciousness, not our brains, our consciousness interfaces with levels of reality so that our imagination can then receive that, our sacred imagination, through the Holy Spirit, and begin to mold and shape a new reality. So right now, everybody that's listening to this call is showing up, sure, to get intel. But their Holy Spirit is also overlighting them with ideas and visions and impulses to build something that hasn't been seen yet. So seeing into the unseen realm, I think it's I used to be a person that was really bothered, like forget being in the house when, you know, there was construction going on. It was so distracting to seeing everything being taken apart, and it's just like you're just bombarded with the chaos of it all. I think that this teaching, being able to move through this world as it's being dismantled, as the old world is decentered, and centering in your connection to the living kingdom within you, the unseen that is going to be created through you and your teams. It's not just looking at what was experienced in the past. It's taking the desire, the purpose, the living with, the beauty of what each of us is going to contribute that hasn't been experienced to date in this world. More beauty, more splendor, more health, more everything connected, nature, all of those things. That's the unseen realm that has to come from your connection to be able to see what is coming through you. Your ability to imagine, to feel, to receive from God the guidance that you got to talk about this call tonight and every night. So to me, the unseen realm is our ability to tap into our multidimensional Holy Spirit, quantum self, our ability to know that we exist in various timelines, and to bring the future, the unseen future, so clearly into your experience that that's what you're living with, so it manifests in the here and now. And that's why I picked the topic.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Sue. I appreciate that. That is really well said, and thank you for choosing this one tonight. Well, I think it's very meaningful. And as we move into prayer and praise, we didn't do that Tuesday night. Do we have any prayer requests or any praise reports for tonight,
Sue?
We do.
All right. This is good. Really specific. Really good, Scott. Pastor Scott. Tonight's word is for prayer for the powers that be to send out emails to all of us waiting for the blessing. I love that. You can't have what you want unless you know how to specifically ask for it. Really good.
And speak
Scott.
It. That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pastor Scott.
I think
Scott.
This marathon of sorts has moved from want to need category. As for me, it's a need. In 2012, we were blessed with considerable distribution from oil and gas wells on our land in Kansas and Oklahoma. Now Uncle Sam is saying we owe them a lot more, even when we paid our share according to the law. We have a tax attorney to go for us, but my spouse is freaked out that they will take property, etc., as they described in letters. That's so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's moved from want to need for me. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for your prayers. I love you all, Pastor Scott. And so, Pastor Scott, I know that I don't need to tell you this. Obviously, we pray for you to stand in the timeline where all the people that are there to support you, every energy that is there to support you, to live from the place that you jump over these circumstances in Christ. And we see that you see the resources and the basically the reality construct where you're not living or experiencing what is knocking at your door right now. We see that removed, we see it healed, we see you provided for, we see you supported, and we bless your pure and big and beautiful heart and your family's heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Scott, we're going to have some information in my segment that I should allay your fears. And we're not a people of fear. God said, fear not. And so any veiled threats from any agencies are just that. They're not gonna amount to anything. And I've got good news for you and everybody else in my segment.
Right. And now from Genia, Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 9:16. He deserves our praise and reverence. Thank you for your presence in our daily life. The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve. Matthew 4:10. One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Because by your holy cross you have saved the world. Today we pray for everyone's health, faith and finances, RV blessing to come to fruition, and especially the med beds to be available, please, very soon. Also, we pray for all the troubled parts of the world, in our communities, and in our families, especially for world peace. How beautiful a day can be when kindness touches it. George Elliston. The first day of spring, March 20th. Yeah, I'm looking that direction too. Less than a month away. Can't wait. I'm right there with you, Genia. We're pleased with the opportunity to stand for something, for liberty, freedom, and fairness. These things are worth fighting for, worth devoting our lives to. President Ronald Reagan. Question, are we still on track for the 800 numbers by the end of this month, or will it be in March? Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe weekend. Stay strong and keep the faith. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I have one more to read, and I didn't work it.
Well, I'll comment on that while you're looking, Sue.
Okay.
Thank you for that. I'll answer your questions in my segment. And thank you for that piece. It's always good to hear from you, Jeannie.
So this is for a member of the pod. This is for Caden. H is what I'm going to do, so we keep him private. My son's friend was in a motorcycle accident last night, and a truck hit him. He may have to have both legs amputated and is on a ventilator. Please pray for him and family. Love you all. Ms. L. So let's pray for Caden and our member, Ms. L. And we see that I think there's a lot here. We see Caden surrounded in the light of knowing that no matter what, he's going to be okay. He's going to be healed and understand that his legs can be recovered by getting into the med bed. We know that whatever he goes through, and we are intending that this doesn't happen, that he has to go through anything as serious as that. And we ask people to be aware of just being wise in what they're doing in the future so that these kinds of incidences don't occur, whether it's drinking, whether it's driving motorcycles fast, whatever it is. We just ask for wisdom in the future so that people are protected, they are aware that Christ is overlooking them, and if they listen and open, they'll be guided to do the things that will keep them safe, heal them, and bless them so they don't go through things that could harm them like Caden is going through. And we bless his adventurous spirit, and we see him completely healed and recovered as soon as this prayer is distributed over he, his family, and Liana. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. You know, Sue, I'm more concerned about a ventilator than I am about the loss of his legs, because you know we want him to be off the vent and breathing on
That's
his own.
Good.
And then if something happens to the legs, it happens, and Sue's right. We can get those restored in 30 minutes in the med bed.
Right. But there, you know, there's all the. I just was called to talk about it, all the everything around it, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Who knows how, just there's everything around. And Lord knows, I've ridden motorcycles at high speed, and maybe I was saying that for myself.
I know, it's amazing you're still alive, Sue.
I know, it's true.
All the stuff you've done, everything you've done, from scuba diving down 80 feet, to
good for you for remembering.
running at night in a blizzard in the dark. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Done it all.
Thrill seekers.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Well, Sue, that was good. I thank you for doing that prayer segment. And I'm not a fan, but I know a lot of people like motorcycles, and I know of people that have lost their lives riding them, and it's not necessarily their fault. Sometimes it's hard to see them, especially if you're in a truck or a semi.
Right,
or something like that.
I hope that's
just not easy. Yeah. And so we're just believing and praying that he recovers, gets off the vent, Caden, get off the vent, and get everything back. And hopefully they don't have to do anything with your legs except just pray you back into good health. It's like our friend Max that had the car accident where he had crushed his legs and his neck and his back. And he's actually out playing hockey now. He's actually scoring. He's back on the ice as of the last couple of weeks. So praise God, we prayed him out of his. They were going to put him down. They were going to pull the plug on him.
Right.
And we intervened and got in the way of that. Remember, Sue, and prayed for his full recovery, which he has had. Has had a full recovery. In Jesus' name.
I'm having a moment right now as we get ready to shift into my segment. I've had a really exciting bucket list which I've lived. But I haven't jumped out of a plane yet. And how many people are raising their hands? How many people are raising their hands? And it's just looking at I went to Pipeline Beach in Hawaii 2 days before
North
the body surfing championships. Yeah. I mean, I've done it.
Yep.
So I just I don't know.
Didn't you buy it into the lava
Yeah, I guess the word is buy it into the lava. Yeah, there was like, you know, you've been in Bob's Neck of the Woods, Florida, and the little waves are maybe three feet at max,
feet,
and these
maybe.
Were like, I was with Hawaiian people that were, you know, super athletes, and they said, come on, and the waves were like 7 feet, they were really, really big,
and
you have to go way down into the water, way down, or else you're going to get pulled by it, and all of a sudden I looked up, and they're like 10 people headed at my head, like, you know, with that were like super body surfing champions, like, and I was like, whoa, I gotta get out of this. But I didn't dive in deep enough, and yes, I got so bad. Whoa,
it's tough down there. I've been in some pretty good waves down in Puerto Rico around San Juan. We had some nice 6 foot, 7 foot waves down there, and they're you got quite an undertow after that. So you got
to
be careful.
Yeah, you just
if you're
have to watch your thrill. Yeah, just I'm just doing a live check for all of us because we have other things to do now than just be like, wow, let's try this.
That's right. I think you're right.
I have to weigh the risk and reward.
Risk assessment.
Protect your purpose.
That's right. Exactly. Good. Well, that's good, Sue. We could go on and talk about that. I think that's fascinating. And that you have survived so many kind of risky bucket list things. But God's got you around for a reason, that's for sure. And I think it could be true of Bob and me too.
Probably. I know.
So, Sue, let's take it into your segment. Let's see what it is. You had a class last night. You moved your class to Wednesday, Friday, and it's not a class 10, but anyway, you want to describe anything about it or just tell us anything that's on your mind tonight?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to, there's some interesting, powerful, actually, pieces that I want to share with everybody, but it works well in this transition of what we were talking about. The important piece for everybody to keep in mind is investing in the way you show up. Are you investing in the way you show up?
That's number one. Number two, I'm going to talk about some new research on future self continuity that I think is going to blow your mind, and how that's I think it's going to be one of the most powerful pieces that I could bring. And then another tool that is also powerful that was introduced into the class that is about oxytocin. Check this out, Bob. Oxytocin bathing. Okay, so that's a lot. So it's going to be about, hang in there. I had so much I could talk about. It was like, so let's first talk about what we did in the class as part of our, we do a thing called neuroplasticity in Christ. And people come to the call at 7, and they get to listen to, I have these sound scientists that send me music from what I've been doing for 30 plus years. And they send me all these different hertz and sort of scientifically designed music pieces. And very often we're listening to, write this down everybody, 432 hertz music, which one of the members of the pod sent me this. You can look it up. His name is Zach Bush. And he is a triple board certified physician and very big into the regenerative farming space. And he was talking about how being around bees, so everybody that's got a farming project, an agricultural project, being around bees and the way their wings make the sound of a hum actually has been proven after a month or two for people with post-traumatic stress disorder. So, Bruce, this is for you. Been proven to shift their cognitive dissonance, their cognitive structures, so that they had a dramatic decrease in how their nervous system was regulating their stress. So one of the points I'd like to make on this call tonight is the number one thing that people should be really working on is a regulated nervous system. So what we do in each of our classes, a lot of the class is focused on that, as well as strategy and everything. We have stable leaders. It turns out that when you hum, when you hum, you bathe your nervous system, and if you can hum it in the key of C, but you can hum anything. You hum, and your nervous system oscillates and bonds with more oxytocin, which is the love chemical. Okay, mm-hmm. So if you went, you can literally get a feeling, call your energy back to your spine, and tone your nervous system, so you have a more coherent sense of self. Now think about that application. How do you use this? Use it. Say you're about to go in your meeting, you're going to the Redemption Center. You might be thinking about Christ and hum, as if you're meeting the tone of the light within you. And you're getting out of your head, you're tuning your nervous system, and you're regulating so that you feel a more coherent stability in your nervous system. How powerful is that? So that's one of the things we did last night. The next piece is, and this is really, I'm going to bring this into our class tomorrow night. There's research coming out from a gentleman by the name of Hal Hirschfield.
a professor at UCLA. And this is incredibly powerful. He talks about how most people are limited by the fact that they're not really coming from who they want to be, and they get stuck in their past loops, past memories of who they are. And did you know he calls it future self continuity? Now think about this for just a second. When you are not connected to who you want to be, or you're trying to visualize, or you're doing what most people do, but you look at your future self and you go, oh, I want to be 20 pounds lighter, or I want to be out of what Pastor Scott was going through, or I just want everything to be more harmonious. When you try to see that or create that, most people create it as if that future self is a stranger. That's fascinating research. So how do you go so that you're more connected and living from, for this call, your holy Christ self, your new self, this new era of who you want to be? This is how you're going to do it. What is the feeling? Not the image. What is the feeling? So this is all about repatterning our limbic system. It's getting it into the body. What is the feeling you would like to have in your body as your future self? And you know what? I was working on this today. Do you know what it is? For me, but borrow it. I'm putting it out there. It's being deeply met. Imagine that your most holy self was literally meeting you, the Christ in you was meeting you. Imagine if you had that much love meeting you and you could feel that. That is sovereignty. That is not giving your power to get love outside of you, to get power outside of you. Your future self, and it has to be practiced. It's not a one-off thing. But if everybody that's listening to this call tonight wants to look up Hal Hirschfeld, future self continuity, the thing I just gave you about toning, we're going to be entering a world where the fragmented self, the self that exists only as five senses, I think we're going to go to a whole new level of deepening with Christ and the new science that is showing us how our energy, and Zach Bush talks about we're biophysical energy, we're energy, consciousness. How do we get Christ consciousness experience, the felt experience, into our bodies, into our nervous system, so we can walk, think, act, and be regulated like Christ. And if you look out at the world, you're not seeing that model very much. You're not seeing that modeled. And I think that we are the unseen realm that is about to step onto the stage I know the people in the pod, and I just want to give them such a shout out. I got so many comments, Bruce, last night about what an amazing class we were working on, designing the timeline. So it was a long-term 20-year timeline. We were going through very granular, like who to hire and how to do that, and very strategic. But we blend it with this nervous system regulation so they can walk into a room, they can strategically communicate, they're thinking beyond the immediate, they're hiring, not out of reaction. They're going to be much more equipped in the way they show up so that they can deliberately create the healthiest future. That's the goal, is to create the healthiest, most integrated future for themselves, for their family, for their communities, for their projects. So what I want to leave you with tonight is practice. What feeling could you hum and stabilize in Christ? It could be love. It could be strength. It could be worthiness. It could be, it's up to you. What do you know that you want to strengthen and experience that your future self has already mastered? And that you want to make your making the unknown known and the known unknown. So that means getting out of stress, getting out of survival, and making, what would it be like to be walking met by this beautiful post-med bed, centered, strong, coherent version of you that was wise and joyful and fun and all of that, but grounded in your Christ nervous system? Why not hum that in? Why not practice future self continuity and not let that part of you be a stranger? So that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I covered a lot of good things. I really enjoyed that. And it made me think back as to whether middle C on the piano, I believe it's set at 440. No, I don't. I'm not perfect pitch. I'm relative pitch. But 440 cycles per second, or 440 hertz, we think is what vitamin C, what middle C is, but 432 is a better frequency. And remember, we listened to things that talked about retuning or tuning down to 432 for a middle C. Do you remember that, Sue?
Yes. But it's
remember,
key. But
heard
it's
about
all,
that?
That's the thing. All these things are going to become, this is going to be the new future, which is going to be about tuning energy, tuning cells, tuning so that you're not in distortion.
Right.
Not in distortion. Right. I have to say one other quick little thing.
Did you know?
Okay. I bet you Bob knows this. Bob, are you tracking the food labels that are coming out in Texas that says not recommended for human consumption? There's going to be so much, like, I'm not going to say the brands, but there's going to be so much coming out about the music you listen to, the supplements you're taking, thank God for Bob, the clothing you're wearing. I sent somebody about don't wear polyester clothing
because
it's so loaded
don't
with
wear plastics.
Yeah. I mean, it's just going to be, we're going to, and the future selves that are listening to this call, think about the bees that are humming, the dolphins that are
good
singing.
Old honeybees. Honeybees are very good.
honeybees.
We need our honeybees.
Everybody, people in Arizona that are listening to this right now, they have bees. And I'm going to have bees because just to know what they're doing and the sounds and the frequencies, those are the unseen, subtle, get used to it, subtle energy is going to be very important. Not the abrasive, loud, heavy duty, all that, that has its place, but subtle frequency, that's going to be where we start to heal into these finer vehicles that are less dense, that are less separate, that are less object, and more relational with everything around us. So that's a big segment for tonight.
It is a big segment. Thank you. Yep. Sue out. Thank you, Sue. Yep, 528 hertz is a really good salubrious frequency. And
Solfeggio frequency.
Easy for me to say. Yes, that's right. And very good. Very good, Sue. Thank you for that very much. And we will envision our future selves and feel into who we are to become, who we already are. Thanks, Sue. And, Bob, I don't know if you know what middle C on the piano, whether it's 440, I think it's 440 hertz, I believe, but 432 would be a better frequency if we could tune those pianos to 432, 8 hertz lower. Anyway, Bob, tune us in tonight and tell us what is happening at Boomers, and tell us we've got at least 3 or 4 great testimonials to come in tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So first, there's some really good news out of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that the FDA is launching. And the title of the news release that is out says, FDA launches framework for accelerating development of individualized therapy for ultra-rare diseases. So for a while now, the pharmaceutical industry has kind of stalled out in their revenue-producing endeavors with, you know, the basic diseases that cause most disability and death. And so a number of them have started focusing on rare diseases that are genetically oriented, and they can actually come up with cures, but there's so few people that, number one, they can't make enough money, and number two, they don't even have enough subjects to test their therapy on to meet the criteria for the FDA's subject size of the trials. And so only certain types of rare diseases where there are certain numbers of people have ever gotten addressed, but there are a lot of other ones. Some people are familiar with, like Huntington's disease or Marfan syndrome, are now going to have an opening for the drug companies to produce the therapies that we know are going to be available for curing these diseases. And they have a whole new structure of how the FDA is going to help facilitate I once actually met a person who started a company to help the drug companies because they know that when you identify a rare disease, that it, what the most difficult thing is to do is to actually find the people that have the disease. They're not necessarily part of a database or readily identifiable. So even if they found, you know, a cure, only 1 in 10 people would ever be able to get it because they'd never hear of the cure, and the drug companies couldn't find them. This company that I met the owner of had come up with a system for identifying almost everybody that has the disease. And so that's helping also make it more viable to cure these diseases. And now the FDA has come on board to help make it a lot easier. So that was one thing I wanted to say. And the other thing is, we got a couple of testimonials. You know, the other night, Bruce, when we did the shortened call on Tuesday, there were a lot of testimonials that came in that I couldn't get to, and there were a couple that I kept for tonight. And this one is very heartwarming. This man sent a picture of himself. Looks like he's at some type of an event, might be a wedding or something like that. He's dressed in a suit and tie, and he looks really happy. And he sent this testimonial, and it says, "There is a saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure." We get into trouble because most of us don't eat right, don't exercise enough, and don't sleep right. I'm going to start telling about some of the last of my list of purchases because they are my turnaround list. They're Collagene, NeuroFuel, Premium Probiotics, Clarity Factor, and Olive Leaf Extract. They are the breakthrough products that have helped me turn things around. The turnaround started the second or third day after I started taking Collagene. I started not caring where I parked because I wanted to walk a little more. Then I decided to walk a mile around my neighborhood. My blood pressure went down. Then I added the Goodnight formula and ashwagandha, and now I am totally off my medication. It all started with Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley in 2017. I had a serious stroke. Big call prayers, Boomer Boost, family and friends, and divine guidance has brought 85% recovery and still gaining. Thank the Lord, and thank you all.
That's beautiful. That's great, Bob, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah. He's a big call listener for sure. His initials are DP, like Delta.
DP.
Papa.
Private. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent.
So I got another one came in. This is about Myotrol. And this is a man writing in on behalf of his wife. Says, my wife is 71 and just had triple bypass surgery plus an aortic valve replaced in November.
Wow.
I've been giving her Myotrol every morning for the past 2 months. She's getting stronger every day and has received great progress reports and lab results from all of her doctors. We just celebrated 50 years of marriage in March. I think with Boomer's help and the med beds, we should get 50 more.
Great. Yep. At least.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so that is, those are some of the testimonials that got buried. There's a whole bunch more.
Yeah.
That we'll get to some of those. We have a call next week.
Okay.
And I just wanted to also tell people that a lot of the products that this gentleman was referring to, a lot of different products are on sale right now. And
that's right.
One of them is the clarity factor he was talking about. Is these five products are 33% off. And still here towards the end of the month, they still are. That's the clarity factor and our turmeric, as well as the vitamin B complex, olive leaf extract, and the magnesium with zinc. And we also have two combos. One called the gut-brain combo, and it includes our probiotics that the testimonial mentioned, our digestive enzyme complex, and the clarity factor put all together, and we marked it down by $35.85, and it's now only $99. And then we have a combo called the Beauty Sleep combo, which we marked down to $84.95, and includes the Good Night formula with our collagen peptides to help with your hair and your nails and your skin, and also our magnesium with zinc, which is great to take at nighttime, helps to preserve muscle. And then we have 5% off on our collagen, which is most of the people who are getting it are going to need to take it for more than a month. You notice a difference right away, but you want to, if you're using it to rebuild your cartilage or for pain, you want to keep doing it. So most people are putting it on the subscription program, which gives them an extra 10% off, plus you get free shipping. And so you end up saving actually more than 20% when you do it that way. And one last thing I wanted to say, Bruce, just about collagen peptides, because I've been, I have been getting a couple of people have called, and one of them actually called us from the hospital and has, and I called him back and have not heard back from him yet. I don't know if he's a big call listener, but he was having problems with his discs in his back. And, of course, you know, being advised to get surgery. And there's a lot of different doctors that will say, well, you should try this before surgery. But the fact is, when somebody gets a bulging disc, there is there's a repair process that goes on, because your body creates a patch to kind of cover over the spot where the disc has bulged. And it does it by producing type 3 collagen. It makes a temporary patch and converts it later to a permanent patch that is type 1 collagen. And both type 3 and type 1 collagen are in the collagen peptides that we're talking about that's in that Beauty Sleep combo. And in addition to that, I mean, this is a case where a person can use the collagen peptides, it's powder, and can use the collagen, which is an epigenetic reprogrammer that helps build cartilage, a form of which is part of the disc system of your spinal cord. And and it's going to help block pain, neuropathic pain. And so if the gentleman who is in the hospital with that issue is listening, definitely give me a call back. But what I was just saying, his question in the email he sent was, will the collagen help? The answer is yes, it will, and so will collagen peptides, which is different, but equally beneficial in this type of circumstance.
Right.
And that, Bruce, is what I wanted to say for tonight. And
okay.
It's 12 minutes after.
Well, Bob, before you head out, let me ask you this. Thank you for that. What's our current status for delivery on Super Strong?
Yeah, sure. So Super Strong is scheduled to leave Long Island on a truck tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, they had 3 feet of snow on Long Island. So
yes.
It got up a little bit. But the men that run that company were able to get back into their facility and get back to work again, and they're sending it out tomorrow. Probably, I would say, by this time next week, it should make its way safely down the 1,300 miles it has to travel, and we'll have it next week sometime. In the meantime, Bruce, if people go to the website and go to the Super Strong page, they can click the button that says notify me, and it'll ask for your email, and then we'll email you as soon as it arrives.
Fantastic. That's good. So it's kind of like you're putting yourself on a waiting list for it by letting you know with clicking that.
Right. So that way, as soon as it arrives, we have that list of people, and we'll email you back saying, okay, it's in stock. Go ahead and place your order. And then we'll get it out in the mail to you, you know, the very next day.
That sounds good. Sounds great, Bob. Thank you for that. Well, let's let everybody know how to get to your site to check out these products that are on sale, 33% off, and the bundles, and how to get on the subscribe and save subscription type service, and everything else that's right there on the site. Go to bigcalluniverse.com, bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on my homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So click on it, takes you right into to Boomer's site, and then you can go right on through, look at the bring up the product menu and the drop down for the on sale page, and then you can scroll further down for the bundles, and you'll see everything that Bob mentioned tonight, and then you can put an order together online and do that. And then, you know, I suggested that everybody do a subscribe and save on barley, Boomer Boost and barley, whether it's Gladiator or Heirloom. And if you want to build muscle or you've gone through cancer treatment or anything like that, you want the Gladiator barley because it'll help you retain your muscle and build more muscle. So Gladiator barley, Boomer Boost, great combination, and then get the Myotrol. Make sure you get Myotrol because that is a really good antioxidant and a really good muscle builder too. Energy, all the good things that have come from that. And so I'd put all three of those on subscribe and save. And anything else, like for me, I use Good Night Formula every night, and I love it, and I would put that on. And a couple other things maybe like vitamin C or B-complex, you know, there's some good things. And these products that are 33% off are all right there, really good products that we use regularly. So that's a real bonus to have those one-third off. So go through, create an order for yourself, and I think you'll be very happy that you did. And then if you have a question or you need to contact customer support, the 800 number is on the website, but it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, for a little bit longer. Not too much longer till we get on to Daylight Savings on March the 8th, Sunday at 2 a.m. All right. So, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. I gave you a shortened version of Intel on Tuesday night, but I do have quite a bit of newer Intel that supersedes it tonight. And some of this I want Pastor Scott to pay attention to, and anyone else. This is very big. Before we get into the timing of our notifications, I just want to say that we heard from a source inside Treasury who works with Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, and he is indicating that we are going to get not 1,800, not 2,000, not 3,000, but $5,000 a month for the tariff dividends. And that is supposed to start being mirrored to our accounts right away, like between now and Tuesday. We should have that in our bank accounts. Now, we had heard, see, this thing changes, and it changed back on us. We had heard that you had to be on Social Security to receive that by direct deposit into your bank account. Social Security recipients will get it into their bank account, yes. But other people with bank accounts that are tied to their Social Security number, the personal bank accounts, will get it also direct deposited into your account. We should look for it. It should be there by Tuesday, maybe sooner, as in maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday are in play, but also Tuesday is when we should have it, if not before Tuesday. Now, that $5,000 is for all U.S. citizens, no illegals, all U.S. citizens age 18 and older get the same $5,000, five large, $5,000. Now, how long will it continue? The contact we had in Treasury said it would go for 3 years, $5,000 per month. Do the simple math. My math is correct. 12 months, if it is $5,000, which is supposed to be $5,000, that is $60,000 a year for 3 years straight. Does it go beyond that? Don't know. Is it universal basic income? Well, it might as well be. It's not called that, though. It's not called UBI, but it sort of acts like it, doesn't it? Okay, what about the timing of it? Coming out by Tuesday, maybe a little before. So you might want to check your accounts starting Friday or Saturday. Just see if it's in there yet. Social Security people are going to get it first, from what I understand. And then everybody else gets it. So this is a big deal, you guys. This is really terrific. And why the timing of around by Tuesday, if it's not there before, let's say. If it's not there before, you get it, let's say Tuesday. Well, what about our notifications? When are they coming out? Jeannie asked, are we still going to get notified this month? I thought we were. We had intel that said we'd get notified tomorrow and get started over the weekend, which is already the first of March is Sunday, is it not? So I believe we are not going to get notified in the month of February, but rather I believe it will occur on the 2nd of March, which is Monday. I believe we'll get notified. Now, could the emails come out overnight Sunday night to where we could wake up to them Monday morning, set our appointments, and go in for exchanges on Tuesday? I believe that's quite possible. I believe that is the timing that I'm hearing we're going to go to. Maybe we do get something over the weekend, this coming weekend. Maybe we do. But I believe if it takes place on March 1st, Sunday, March 1st, special day, maybe we get a heads up. But I really don't think we're going to be in the redemption centers or call centers to set her appointments until Monday. So let's see how that thing comes out. But it looks like everything is good to go. Why is it good to go now? First of all, let's go back. That $5,000 tariff dividend payment, I think it's coming out because President Trump wants everybody to be receiving money, not just currency holders, not just ZIM holders, currency exchangers, but citizens of this country age 18 and older. Okay, get the same amount, $5,000. So if you're a young person, bank it, save it. Save it for college, put it in your Trump account, whatever you can do. Now, you're a little old for a Trump account, even though you can still open a Trump account if you wish. But they're designed for newborns, young children, all of that, that Michael and Susan Dell agreed to put $6.25 billion of their own money into, I believe it was 25 million Trump accounts for young people, which is a beautiful gesture. And we can add to those. We can add to those. We can put money in there. I believe it's up to $5,000 a year. A parent or a friend or an uncle or relative or us could seed those accounts with our money if we wanted to. Now, the timing is such that it looks like money for everybody kind of a thing will be a cover for those of us who have appointments and are going in for exchanges. Notice it's very close timing. In fact, I believe our first exchange day should be Tuesday. And everybody should have these tariff dividend payments by or before Tuesday. That's what we're getting from Treasury. Just saying. Let's follow it out and see. This is not a Doge payment. This is tariff dividends. Okay? And that's excellent. And there was a picture of President Trump holding up a $5,000 United States Treasury note, USTN, in a picture that my handler received of that image. Pretty cool. All right, so what is making this doable now, finally, is because Iraq, with our help, has sealed their borders. That was as of yesterday's information. Actually, yesterday afternoon, we got that they had sealed their borders, and that means nobody coming in, nobody going out, no foreign currency coming in, no USD coming in, no currency going out. Basically, it's a closed system until the exchanges get started, like Tuesday or Wednesday, probably. So, that's good news. And you know what was said about that? That was the last thing that had to happen before we go. And I love hearing that kind of stuff. The last thing that had to happen was the sealing of Iraq's borders, which are on Kuwait and to Iran. And Maliki, that whole thing is with him, is on its way out. If he's not already gone, he'll be gone by tomorrow. That'll be good. And as far as Iran is concerned, they had talks today, peace talks today in Switzerland. I don't know if it was in Geneva. I would guess it probably was. But that's where the talks were, in Switzerland, neutral country. And they were going well. After the first break, commentary came out that things were going well. And they continued with the second session in this evening in Switzerland. And my understanding is they may continue. And hopefully we have a positive result by tomorrow night regarding Iran. let's hope for peace, and that way we won't have to go in there and take out more targets. Okay? They are very much aware that that's what we're going to do if they don't get their mess together in Switzerland. All right, so that's going on. Cuba is moving closer and closer to where we need it to be, and I believe we'll have a result in Cuba that's favorable for democracy and a change of regime probably within about a week from now, or a week from tomorrow, let's say. That's what I heard, a week from tomorrow. So let's pray along those lines for Cuba. You know, Cuba used to be a resort destination, a cool place to travel to in the 50s, before the whole Bay of Pigs invasion and all that stuff took place in 1962. So I think our Cuban-American community in Miami, in Hialeah, over in Ybor City, next to Tampa, you know, these are great people, and they've done well in the States. And I think a lot of them will return at least to visit Cuba. Some of them have family there, and some of them may stay, or they may come back and live where they are in the United States. But I had a really good friend in college that was a Cuban refugee and was with the United States Army, and he was an Army Ranger and a sharpshooter and a black belt karate. And now you know why I hung around with him, right? Or he hung with me, one. But he was a great guy, and loved him, loved his mother, and just good people. And I had other Cuban friends, too. I had several. So I would suggest that things are about to change for the better there. Hopefully Iran comes to the party and agrees, at least in principle, to the terms of the peace, and we're able to make that work. I really hope so. I wish I could be more optimistic for Russia and Ukraine. I'd love to see that happen, to get them to come to a peaceful agreement, at least a ceasefire with no more killing. That's what President Trump wants, and I know he'll work on that until it's done. You know, he really will. I think we really have a great opportunity now to go forward. Med beds, Jeannie, don't pray for availability of med beds. They're ready for us. What we're not ready for is we haven't exchanged yet. We have to go into the exchange centers, the redemption centers, redeem our ZIM, exchange our currency, and then we can set an appointment in those redemption centers. We can let them know, hey, I'm a ZIM holder, as you can see. I've got dire need, and I'd like to get in the med bed as soon as possible. They'll key some things in, and they'll get back to you with however soon you can get in there. I'm getting in soon. I know I am. And so will a lot of you. They have been using the med beds in the last number of months, and maybe longer, for military. I know of now 14 examples of military men and women that have gone through the med bed and had new limbs, new legs, new arms, new fingers, new shoulder, new face. One half the face has been blown off. Somehow they survived, brand new face. They all de-aged to the age of around 29 or 30. One was 31, and that's a great deal. I'm glad. Now, do I wish I had gone in before now? Yes, I do, but that's okay. I'll get in when my time is right, you know, and we all will, but we have to stay as healthy as we can, and if we're in dire need, we just have to do what we need to do before we get the chance to get in the med beds. They are ready for us. They're all over the place. Remember, we have 23,500 hospitals with two or four med beds in each one. Half the hospitals have two med beds. The other half of the 23,500 have four med beds in each one. They're already retrofitted. We had 26,900 med bed centers with two med beds in each one all over the United States. I know where some of them are. I don't know where mine is. That's near me, but I know roughly where it's going to be. It doesn't matter where it is. Point is, I'll get in there. Redemption centers are the way to go. You guys know that if you've listened to me at all. We did hear from another source today that the dong went up another couple of dollars and that we're all going to be very, very pleased with the redemption center rate for the dong. We already know what the ZIM is. We already know that we have a contract rate available for the dinar that has been tied back to the per barrel price of oil in Iraq. Speaking of oil in Iraq, President Barzani of Kurdistan traveled with the HCL 140, which is the oil and gas law, the hydrocarbon law. That's what HCL stands for, hydrocarbon law. And that has been returned to Baghdad. And that was the law that allowed for the entire country to receive a certain percentage of the oil and gas proceeds that were drilled for and brought up in Iraq. And that law has been out for like 18 years, trying to get it settled and agreed to, and they went back and forth, and I guess they finally agreed to it, and Barzani signed it and returned it to Baghdad to Prime Minister Sudani. All right, so Iraq looks like they're buttoned up. They're ready for us, and we're excited. And by the way, the currency for Cuba is the Cuban peso. I don't know if it's going to be in the basket or not. I don't know, but I know that a lot of currencies. Last time we looked, there were 38 to 40 currencies that were going up in value that, you know, we have maybe eight of, maybe more. But it'll be an extensive revaluation. And we should get our notifications, it sounds like, Monday, and then set appointments and start exchanges Tuesday. That's the latest that we got. That supersedes Tuesday's information. So we'll have to see how that comes together. In the meantime, in the next few days, take a look at your bank account. Those that are on Social Security, look in your Social Security bank account. This isn't Social Security. It's not, but it's going to go to the account that's tied to your Social Security. And it should be $5,000 a month. And if that's correct for 3 years, that's $180,000 over that 3-year period of time. So don't spend it all in one place. But that should help everybody. Plus, those of us who are ready, who have currency, and those of us who have ZIM, you know, it's going to be a drop in the bucket, but it's still good money. And use it wisely. You know, let's be good stewards. Well, I think that's everything I've got to say tonight, you guys. I'm excited about where we are. I like the information that came in yesterday and today. And, you know, I think I'm in my 21st year of owning these currencies. And, 15th year of the big call. So, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to this, aren't you? I'm going to take you all the way to the end of it. And then we will build out a couple of websites and get some information out to you guys about everything, get our projects. I know some of you out there, and you know who you are, want to hit the ground running. I get that, but we need a little bit of adjustment period to sit with this change in our economic future and make some personal decisions, like where do we want to live? Do we want to buy a new house? Do we want to move? Do we want to get, you know, buying a car is not that big a deal. We can do that, no problem. But give some thought as to whether you want to take a vacation or not. I think we all deserve one, so let's see what happens. I know we're going to get things cranked up. I've got a lot of great ideas that we're going to put together. Not all my ideas, but we've got some things that we're going to be doing with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral, P-A-S-T-O-R-A-L, Pastoral Retreat Network. So we'll do that and crank that out and let you guys know how you can be part of it, okay? I'm looking forward to a lot of you being part of Rebuild America, though, because I'll need your input on cities, towns, communities, inner city, places all across this country where you are. All right? Well, let's just go ahead and thank everybody so far for everything that has happened so far for us. Thank you, Sue. Great job tonight, as always, on your segment and on the teaching and everything else. Thank you, and thank you, Bob, for everything you do and maintaining the board and getting our music ready and putting that out, and also obviously doing your segment. And thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott, for your continued input for prayer and praise. And thank you, GCK and Doug, for your technical help. And thank you, Big Call Universe and Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the globe. Many, many, many countries in their own language, 3 seconds after I speak it. And I love that about that. So thank you, Sat Team. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in again. And thank you for, thank you for lifting up President Trump, his cabinet. He's got a tough job. Nobody could do it better. And I really admire the fact that the president is calling a spade and literally saying everything that is happening to people so that they get it. You know, we knew what he was saying pretty much. We just knew everything that he was already saying because we'd heard it. And we'd heard him say it. And there wasn't anything really new for us. But the normies that have it tuned in heard it. And a lot of them heard it and really enjoyed this two-hour speech. And he had so much to say, he couldn't really cover it in less than that. And I'm just really proud of both our men's and women's Olympic hockey teams for pulling off great victories, both over Canada, our 51st state, as it was referred to by somebody today. I don't know if we're going to have Canada as a state, but I think it's a great territory for us. And we have to learn to change our vernacular a little bit and say things like okay, and oh, hose off, eh? Or beauty, eh? And and get used to some back bacon or whatever that is. All right. But I love Canada, and I love Alberta, and I really love to ski up there in Banff and Lake Louise and Sunshine. And I love Banff, Canada, because I can go down to that Greek restaurant on Main Street and have a delicious leg of lamb. Oh, yeah. It's a long way to go from here to Calgary to Banff, but it's worth it. The skiing's great. All right, so let's just pray the call out. I want to thank everybody. Stay tuned. Check your accounts in the next few days to see if you have the tariff dividend payment yet. And by the way, if you don't have a bank account and you're still a U.S. citizen, you'll get your tariff dividend as a check in the mail. You'll get it as a check in the mail if you're a U.S. citizen. If you're not, lo siento tanto, mijo. You're not going to get one if you're not a citizen, okay? So thanks, everybody, for listening, and let's pray the call out. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we're in a place of expectation. Positive expectation is how we define the word hope. And you said the three words that are most important are faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Help us to love one another. Help us to love our country. Help us to not be so divided in our country, but to realize the good that is taking place now. And thank you for everything that you're doing to prepare this incredible financial windfall for all of us. So we love you and thank you for it, and we'll be good stewards of this blessing that comes in. Thank you for it in advance, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. I hope that we're able to have some form of celebration call on Tuesday. I look forward to seeing you. Everybody have a great weekend. Okay? And God bless.